the blood of thy neighbor, I am the Lord. God had to write this down and tell them, do not be a talebearer. Why? Because the children of Israel were guilty of the same thing that we are sometimes, having to be a talebearer. Having to be a talebearer. Look back with me in the book of Proverbs. Book number of Proverbs. I'll probably just stay in Proverbs till the very end when I give you the other illustration, and we'll turn to one other place. But the book of Proverbs, chapter number 11. A talebearer, a person who in a busy, meddling manner tells tales, rudely communicates intelligence or secrets, facts that are not generally known. They cause mischief. Proverbs chapter number 11 and verse number 13. The Bible has a lot to say about this subject. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse number 13. A talebearer revealeth what? Secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. A talebearer is going to tell everything they know. And I'm telling you, we do not want to fall in that category. And this message is kind of twofold, what the Lord laid on my heart. Number one is, we ourselves do not need to be a talebearer. And we have to be very careful on who we communicate with. We have to be very careful on who we talk to. Because even though you might not be considered a talebearer, if you give information to a fool, you got to know it's going to get out. You have to be very careful on who you talk to. Look at Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8. I've had people come up to me and they'll say, did you know? And they'll spill out what it is. Where did you hear that? Facebook. Well, did they tell you to go tell everybody? I know they posted it on there, so they probably don't care who knows. But you don't want to fall in the category of being a talebearer. And you're like, well, they posted it, so everybody should know about it. That's not your job to pass it on. Where's Lindley? Proverbs chapter 18 in verse number 8. The words of a what? Talebearer as wounds. And they go down in the innermost parts of the belly. Has anybody ever told a tale on you that wasn't true? Or maybe it was true, but you didn't want everybody knowing about it. Is that not a wound? Does that not hurt down deep inside? Whether it's true, and maybe it is true that they told about it, but there's just some things you're like, hey, I really didn't want everybody knowing about that. Guess what? You gave that news to a fool. And that person might not ever have thought, well, there's some people that are that way. There's some people, when you tell them something, they cannot wait to tell everybody. They can't wait to post it. They can't wait to get on the prayer chain and let everybody in the world know what is going on. They just cannot wait to give out the information. And if you know a person's that way, then you're the fool for telling them. But then there's some that you don't maybe think is that way, but man, it hurts. It hurts when they go tell somebody else. Look at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19. Well, I just thought they needed to know. Don't be a fool. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19. He that goeth about as a what? Talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with the lips. If you know of somebody that's that way, do not tell them anything. You can't. They can't be trusted. You know what's funny? You can tell them, hey, Jesus saves, they won't pass that on. That's something you want them to tell everybody. Look at Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20. I don't know where else you're going to hear like what you heard in Sunday school and hear like this other than in a church. Amen? Proverbs chapter 26 and verse number 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no what? Talebearer, the strife ceaseth. I mean, if you're going to have to be involved in a situation like that, let you be the one where the wood runs out. It doesn't go any further than that. It stops right there. Look at verse number 21. As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is the contentious man to kindle strife. That's the one that keeps it going. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down in the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd. Somebody else. And I could give a bunch of illustrations. I'm not going to do that. I'll let the Holy Spirit handle that this morning. Look at 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter number 4. As I studied this and prepared for the message, the Lord smote my heart. I had to get right on some things in my heart. And I believe if we were all honest, we'd probably have to do the same thing. 1 Peter chapter number 4. You say, what about the New Testament? All that was Old Testament. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 15. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, as an evildoer, or as a what? As a busybody in other men's matters. God, He just linked you in there with murderers and thieves and evildoers. Being a busybody. If you're going to suffer for God, don't let it be that you're running your mouth and getting involved in everybody else's business. A busybody. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. For some folks, they don't have a problem with this. They don't talk to anybody. They're not going to tell anybody their problems. They're not going to ask for a prayer request. If you tell them something, they're not going to tell anybody. They just don't. They're not going to communicate it. But there's others, they cannot wait to hear a little bit of information about something. They live for it. There's some people that live for it. They live for information. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 11. 2 Thessalonians 3:11. You there? Say amen. Amen. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are what? Busybodies. The church in Thessalonica. Paul wrote a letter dealing with all kind of stuff. He said, hey, I heard there's some people, they're not doing any work for God. They're just running their mouth and in everybody's business. Busybodies. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. This might be constituted more as a Sunday school lesson for a Sunday morning message. 1 Timothy chapter number 5. First Timothy chapter 5 and verse number 13. And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house. You know how you do that today with the internet, with Facebook, with cell phones, with text messages? They wander about from house to house, and not only idle, but what? Tattlers. We're not talking about the nursery. We're talking about church members. Tattlers. Also, and on top of tattlers, what? Busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. We're talking about a local church, people in the church, being a bunch of tattletales. Being a bunch of busybodies, speaking about things they have no business talking about. You know what these people are? Talebearers. Do you know what a talebearer is? A fool. And it's a twofold message. Again, one, just a warning that we don't need to be this person. And number two, we don't need to interact with a person that's like that or tell them anything you don't want to be heard. Man, I can't tell you how many people I've dealt with, and they said, man, I really didn't want that getting out. I've heard that so many times, and not recently. I'm being honest. But I'm telling you, I've heard that so many times over the years. I really didn't want that getting out. And it's difficult. It's wounds. It hurts. And sometimes it's absolutely true, but guess what? It's none of your business, and it's not your business to pass it on. I only heard the end of what he taught back there, and I can imagine what the rest of it was, and I heard a little bit when I was in here because he was yelling. But a lot of this goes along with that, I imagine. Look at Galatians chapter 5. Look at Galatians chapter 5. I'm telling you, thanks to social media, we were mentioning it earlier. If something happened at this church that was a private matter, that really is nobody else's business, by tomorrow I'll be getting calls from pastors at other churches asking me about it. Thanks to social media. You can't hardly deal with something or help somebody through something because everybody finds out about it, knows about it. And a lot of it's done in the whole thing of, hey, you need to pray for this person. They're going through this. And that next thing you know, there's a rumor started all over the place. We canceled our youth rally and family meeting this year for a couple different reasons. And I just didn't have peace about doing it. And we got some families in the church going through things right now. A couple ladies having surgeries. And so I just said, you know, it's not a good time to do this. So I canceled it. Man, I heard from people I have not heard from in years because Victory Baptist Press puts our meeting on there. And so I called them and said, hey, it's canceled. Make sure, you know, we don't have all these youth groups showing up. And so I canceled. I'm from people and they're like, hey, did you resign your church? Like, that's the first thing they asked me. Is the church okay? Yeah, brother, we're doing good. Amen. But the people that I never hear from. And they'll call and say, are you okay? Are you still at the church? Did you resign the church? I said, did you get all that out of canceled on that one meeting? But guess what? There'll be people that'll spread the rumor. Next thing you know, I'm gone. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 15. And I don't know who needed the Sunday school this morning or this. And I don't know if you need it right now, but God gave it to us for a reason. And so there may be a time kind of real soon that you'll need this. Verse number 15, look what Paul said to the church of Galatia. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Why did he have to warn them of that? Because this is something that absolutely happens, even in church and our families. It takes place. A person is challenged not to be one of these foolish talebearers. They're challenged not to meddle with someone that is. Now turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 18. I'm going to give you this illustration and then we'll finish up the message. 2 Samuel chapter 18 and verse number 19. There is a picture in the Bible, an illustration of this exact thing that we're preaching about this morning. An example of a man that just had to tell the story first. He had to be the first one to get the information out. He couldn't help himself. As soon as he found out that there was something that needed to be told, he had to be the first one to tell the story. He just couldn't wait to be the first one. You know, those that have children, this is a child thing to do. It's a childish thing to do. They have to be the first one to tell. They have to be the first one to tattle. They've got to be the first one to get the information out. And they will fight and claw and scream over the first one to be able to tell the information. Parents, is that not right? Maybe it just goes on in my house. I don't know. They've got to be the first one to tell. And I've got to get all the stories because not any of the three are the same story. And the truth is somewhere in the middle of all the stories that are told. 2 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 19. I'm going to read several verses here. Just stay with me. It won't be long. 2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 19. This is a story about Joab, David, Absalom, David's son that was killed. All right, 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 19. Just read along with me in your Bible. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, let me now run and bear the king tidings, how that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. And Joab said unto him, thou shalt not bear tidings this day, that thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day shalt thou bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Then said Joab to Cushai, go tell the king what thou hast seen. And Cushai bowed himself unto Joab and ran. Then said Ahimaaz the son of Zadok yet again to Joab, but howsoever, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushai. And Joab said, wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing thou hast no tidings ready? Ahimaaz didn't know all the details. Cushai did. Cushai saw everything. Ahimaaz heard about some things. Cushai saw exactly what happened. And Joab said, what are you going to go say? I'm going to let Cushai, the man that saw what happened, I'm going to let him run ahead. And I'm going to let him tell, you have nothing to say. This is none of your business, Ahimaaz. Verse 23, but howsoever, said he, let me run. And he said unto him, run. If that's what you want to do, run. Now, Ahimaaz, we read about him earlier in the Bible where he had good tidings. This is what this man did. He was a messenger. He was a runner. And that's what he did. And he just had to tell something. And so he said, let me run. And Joab said, if you want to run, run. But there was never any instructions for him to open his mouth about anything. Y'all see this? But look what the Bible said in verse 23. And he said unto him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and overran Cushai. Now we have a problem. He had to be the first one to say something. Verse 24, and David sat between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate unto the wall and lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man running all alone. And the watchman cried and told the king, and the king said, if he be alone, there is tidings in his mouth. And he came apace and drew near, and the watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called unto the porter and said, behold, another man running along. And the king said, he also bringeth tidings. And the watchman said, me thinketh the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, he is a good man and cometh with good tidings. He was a man that was the bearer of good news when he ran and gave messages. And because he outran Cushai, David immediately assumed that everything was good with his son Absalom. In verse number 28, and Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, all is well. And he fell down to the earth upon his face before the king and said, blessed be the Lord thy God, which had delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against the king, my lord. And the king said, is the young man Absalom safe? And Ahimaaz answered, I don't know, because he didn't have the answers. When Joab sent the king's servant and me thy servant, I saw a great tumult. But what does it say? I knew not what it was. He didn't know. He didn't have all the information. He shows up to King David and said, man, everything is great. We won the victory. It's a wonderful day. Time for celebration. He had to be the first one to say something. Y'all see all this here in the story? And the king said unto him, turn aside and stand here. And he turned aside and stood still. How many of you have done that with your kids? All right, I got your story. Stand right here. Next, and don't talk while they're talking. I get some help from some parents. Besides my dad, because he did it to me all the time. And behold, Cushai came. Verse 31, and Cushai said, tidings, my lord the king, for the Lord hath avenged thee this day of all them that rose up against him. That was true. God gave them victory. And the king said unto Cushai, is the young man Absalom safe? And Cushai answered, the enemies of my lord the king and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt be as that young man is. And he gives him the tidings that his son had died. And the king was much moved and went up in the chamber of the gate and wept as he went. Thus he said, O my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son. And there's a whole lot that I could preach about this situation and what was going on. I'm not going to do it. But I just wanted to give you this illustration of how this man had to be the first one to say something. He got David's hopes up. He got David's hopes up that Absalom maybe was still alive, thankful for the victory that was wrought, but that maybe Absalom was still alive. That's what he wanted to know about. And this man just had to say something, and he had to be the first one to say it. And we find out that he was told not to say anything. He was told, you don't know what you're talking about. He was told, it's not none of your business. He said, another day. There'll be another day where you get to go give tidings. But today is not the day for you to say something. And we find out that he played the part of a foolish tale bearer. There are times where you just don't know. And so guess what? You just don't need to say anything. Even if you know little details. Well, I'll tell you at least this much. Have y'all ever heard these things before? I don't know all of it, but I'll tell you at least this much. Well, you don't even know if that much is true unless you saw it. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. You said, what do I do with this message? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse number 11. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And that ye study to be what? Quiet and to do your own what? Business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. You said, what do I do? Study. Some people need to study more than others. Study to be quiet and to mind your own business. You know why I said study? Because it takes work to do that for a lot of people. Just like I'm supposed to study to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, and I get up and preach. It takes a lot of labor to study. Brother Stephen knows this. There's many men in here know this. Brother Jeff, these people that pastored, my dad, they know the work it takes to do that. And you have to study to be quiet and to mind your own business. Not only that, but just pray for others. Pray for others. And I can give you verses. I'm not going to go over them right now. But just pray for others. You do not know all the facts. You do not know everything that's going on. And guess what? You don't need to know. Just pray for them. If you hear something, let it stop with you. Where there's no wood, the fire goes out. Let it stop with you. Study to be quiet. Mind your own business. And just pray for that person. God will take care of it. And if it's something that needs to get out, God will get it out. God's got a way of getting it out. But don't let it come from you. All right, last thing. Go to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13. I pray that in some way this is helpful this morning. How do I do this? How do I handle this? Don't repeat a matter. Don't repeat secrets. Mind your own business. Be quiet. Preacher, what if I am asked to pass on a message? I'm asked to tell others about it. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 17. I'm glad you asked. Verse 17, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is help. If you are asked to repeat a matter, do it truthfully and honestly. Don't hold anything out and don't add anything to it. If you're asked to repeat something, if you're asked to relay a message, be truthful and be honest. I'm going to use kids as an illustration again. How many times has a kid come up to you, this happened in our house, where they repeat the matter, but it is very exaggerated on what actually took place? I mean, the tone of voice is different. Like, hey, I went in and I relayed the message to Ella that you told me to give. I said, please ask Ella to come down here. The message that was relayed was, Dad said to get down there right now. Well, that's not how I said it, and that's not exactly what I said. But adults do the same thing. And we're all guilty of it. If you're asked to repeat a matter, make sure you were asked. Be truthful and be honest. Look at Proverbs 25:13, last verse. Proverbs 25, verse 13. Doesn't the Bible have a lot to say about this subject? And gives a good Bible illustration, New Testament verses, Old Testament verses. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse number 13. I wonder if this will ever get preached at a women's meeting. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 13. And these will be preached at a preacher's meetings too. All right, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 13. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a what? A faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. Man, it's a blessing when you ask somebody to say something and they just go give the message. They repeat it exactly how it should be repeated, truthfully and honestly, and that is refreshing to have. We don't need to meddle with a known fool or talebearer, and we don't need to be one ourselves. And when we're asked to repeat something, that's why it's so important with this Bible that we have as Christians. We need to tell people exactly what God says. We don't need to take away from it. We don't need to add to it. We don't need to water it down. We don't need to remove Calvary, remove the blood. We need to repeat it exactly as God gave it to us and preach, thus saith the Lord. And there's some stuff that's hard, but guess what? We need to say, this is what God said. This is what God said about our marriage, about our home, about our families, about our children. This is what the Word of God says. And if we as preachers or as a family, when it comes to the Word of God, if we take away from it, if we add to it, if we twist it, then we fall in that category of a foolish talebearer and not just speaking the truth. Amen. Let's all stand. Nursing home service at 2:30. Brother Jeff's preaching today, so pray for him. We're going to have some lunch back here in the back for all those young folks and those that are going, if you'd like to stay and eat. And then this afternoon, the youth will have a time of fellowship on the water slide one more time. I do appreciate you being here this morning. This is a message. Sometimes it's not easy to preach, but every one of us need it. I was joking about the women's meeting thing, that didn't work out. But preachers need it. Husbands need it. Men need it. Kids need it. We all need this.